Yudin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Now we're starting a new set of halachas. The food can become tummy. In order for food to be tummy, it has to be something that is edible and something that was set aside for eating purposes. We'll see soon there are certain things that are technically edible, but people generally don't eat them, and therefore we don't treat them as food in respect to the Tumah Vatayra. That's stage number one. So it has to be something that is set aside for eating purposes. Number two is that it has to come in contact with one of the Shiva Mashkim, seven liquids that prepare it for being the Kabbal Tumah. Those are two stages. It needs to be a food that's set aside for eating, and then it has to be come in contact with one of these seven liquids. So the first thing is called makshava. Makshava means that certain things, if it's naturally set aside for eating, then everything's all right. If it's not naturally set aside for eating, then you have to makshava to designate it for eating purposes. Once you did that, then you need to come to the second stage of hefsher, that the water or other liquid has to come in contact with. Yesh shrichim hefsher, the ein shrichim achshav. There are certain types of foods that it's enough to have the water or one of the shiva mashkim come in contact with it. It does not need machshava because it does not, you do not need it designated to be food. For example, an apple, everybody eats apples, so you don't have to have a machshava that you want to eat this apple. Naturally, automatically, the apple is considered something which is set aside to be eaten. It's enough to have the liquid come on it, and then afterwards, it will be mekabel tumah. There are other ones, though, that need machshava v'hefsher. But since they're not set aside for eating, you first have to designate it as food, and then have the hefsher with the water or the liquid. And there's other ones that machshava v'loy hefsher. There's a third category that it's not designated for eating purposes. Once it's designated with your machshava for eating purposes, it does not need this hefsher. There are certain exceptions to the rules that do not need hefsher, which we'll see later on. It doesn't need the water to come onto it. And the other ones that don't need low hefsher or low machshava, it's automatically mekabel tumah, even without the water or liquid coming on it, and without designating. Okay, so now let's start with the categories. Category number one is kol ha'ochlim yuchadim ba'adim tzrichim hefsher and tzrichim machshava. Any food which is generally designated for human consumption does not need machshava designated for eating, because it's automatically designated for eating purposes. But it does need one of the Shiva Mashkim to come upon it to be Mashkir, to be Makabal.